RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations and the co-hosts of RV Family Travel Atlas and the Campground of the Week podcasts. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Once again, not reviewing a campground in the Northeast, but that's okay. We can go to the Southwest too.
We get around, and we really had a great time in Albuquerque. This is a paired episode. You can go over and listen to RV Family Travel Atlas. We did a whole episode on Albuquerque, and this is our review of the Albuquerque KOA. But before we dive in, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com. To find a Jellystone Park near you.
Campground of the Week is also sponsored by Jayco. Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968. Today, Jayco is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories. From camping trailers to Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve. Visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Now, Stephanie, there's also another Campground of the Week podcast that we should mention because you might want to listen to this one and to that one side by side and then make your choice for Albuquerque.
Obviously, the Mother Road, right? Traveling along Route 66 is a huge RV, bucket list trip for a lot of people. So we're just adding to the content that will help you along that trip here at RVFTA. So back in the spring on episode number 140, Kate Dunbar shared all of her recommendations for traveling along Route 66. That episode was called Kate Gets Her Kicks on Route 66. And then along with that episode, she did different campground reviews. And one of them on Campground of the Week was number 81, which is of the Enchanted Trails RV Park and Trading Post, another option for staying in Albuquerque, in addition to one we're going to give you now.
Yeah, and there's different strengths and weaknesses. So if you're trying to pick an Albuquerque campground, listen to both episodes. Mm-hmm. Now, Stephanie, the location of this campground is really good in the sense that it is in Albuquerque. Like, it is in downtown Albuquerque. It's right off Route 40, and it's really close to Route 25, pretty much smack in the middle of the action. That being said, it's close to a highway. It is right next to a highway.
This is urban camping. We are in the city. But one of the things about Albuquerque that we noticed, and then it was confirmed by people that we talked to at the Cabela's grand opening that we were at got there and people, lots of locals came and chatted with us. So Albuquerque is kind of known to be a very accessible city. You can kind of drive from like one side to the other in 30 minutes, right? So you could live anywhere in the city and kind of get around pretty easily. So it is a nice city that way. We found that out. We stayed, this is in the sort of southeast. You know, it's almost like to me was seen like a quadrant, you know, a city. It kind of had like four quadrants to it, but that's not official. That was just my impression of trying to get around. And this was And this is sort of like southeast. And it was nearby. It was so close to where we had to be. But then it was also so easy for us to get to the Petroglyph National Monument and to Route 66.
Everything. Yeah. Everything we wanted to do was close by. But let's be clear. One side of the property is an interstate, mm-hmm. and there's a large wall around the campground on that side. The other side of the campground is a neighborhood, and there's a fence and gated security. Now, that doesn't sound that pleasant, I know, but it actually was perfectly pleasant. There was definitely some road noise from the highway, so if you were like in a pop-up camper, you would hear that. But if you were in a motorhome with the air conditioning on, you'd be fine, and we didn't hear any road noise in the cabin at night when we went to bed.
So if you're traveling on Route 40, which is a really common route for people to take when they're going east-west across or west-east across the southern United States, this campground is 2 minutes off of 40. So this is the kind of campground that you can just hop off of the highway and make two turns and get into the campground. Now that brings us to the fact that it is called a journey within the KOA system, right?
So KOA is going to have all of their campgrounds eventually rebrand to one of three brand names, either Journey, Holiday, or Resort. This was a KOA Journey, and they are intended to be campgrounds for short stays, either an overnight as you're heading to another destination, or maybe a couple nights to rest up as you move to your next destination. It is not supposed to actually be the destination itself. This is not somewhere I would say you should book for your week-long summer vacation with your kids, but it's a convenient place if you need to go into Albuquerque for a couple days, or if you're on your way somewhere else. Renting a cabin here for three nights worked perfectly for us to see Albuquerque and to be comfortable.
Right, because if you're passing through on Route 40 and Albuquerque is at the top of your list to visit, which it should be after our visit there, we highly recommend it. It's great to be able to have a spot right in the middle of the action, to be able to get to that spot right off of the highway, explore the city. See, we don't mind urban type campgrounds when we are exploring an urban destination. For us, the two can go hand in hand. But it was nice that you could also easily kind of jet out a little bit more into the scenic areas of Albuquerque fairly easily as well.
We're from the East Coast. We're willing to go and camp at Cherry Hill in Maryland and be right along an interstate because it puts us 15 minutes from D.C. So Stephanie and I are very comfortable with urban camping, but you should know what you're getting before you book it and reserve it. I mean, you are in the city here when you are camping here, which we think is cool and useful.
Now, this is a smaller campground. It's not that big, but they definitely did get a lot of sites lined up, right? So it's one of those campgrounds that has just a few rows, you know, and kind of one site after another along those rows.
I would call it small, almost medium. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't super crowded. I mean, there were definitely good options here if you're in an RV, whether it's a small RV or a big RV. And there was just a tiny handful of cabin options, which we took advantage of. Now, the physical appearance of the campground, we mentioned the highway on one side, we mentioned the town on the other. All that being said, it's still pretty. You can see the mountains off in the distance. And are those the Sandia Mountains?
Yes, the Sandia Mountains. Right. So so you're right near the pass, which I didn't realize until we were there for 2 days. Oh, you're right near the mountain pass. So you have really easy access into the Sandia Mountains right there. So that's nice because we were sitting there like the first night, I think we saw beautiful. It's like, oh, the sunset, it's gorgeous. And then in the morning, the sunrise in the mountains just change color, like depending on what's happening with the sky and the clouds. And it really is a nice view.
And the campground itself had sort of a charming rustic southwestern look, kind of deserty, but with like a little mix of trees and some shade on certain sites.
On certain sites.
Mm-hmm. Shade in the sense that a campground in Albuquerque, New Mexico has shade. Okay. There's not trees all over the place here, but it did capture the feel of the area and it was charming.
Can I say that some of the KOAs have the look of sort of those older fashioned, like almost like the motor lodge look, but the campground version of that, right? These campgrounds that were built, really, these KOAs were originally built as just stopping places for people as they did those sort of cross country road trips.
And this was an older KOA.
Yeah.
It's a company owned property, and it was worn in. I mean, it could definitely use some freshening, but it was worn in a way that a lot of Albuquerque felt worn in, to be frank with you. And it was worn in a way that was comfortable and that I liked, not in a way that made it unattractive.
Right, because everything was very neat and tidy, well-stocked.
The sites were very neat and tidy.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Not scrubby at all. So it was, but it was dated, definitely.
For sure.
Like in a way that a lot of things along Route 66 are. Like it felt
that way. One of the camp workers there one night, and I was telling her about one of the restaurants we ate at nearby, and I said, oh, it's a little bit of a dive, and she said, everything around here is.
Yeah.
And she meant that in an endearing way, yeah, to some degree. Mm-hmm. Now, price range and ease of booking, pretty reasonable price to me. So it's about $44 to $61 for RV sites. Now, for special occasions like the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, it might cost more, and it's also going to book up really, really fast because this is a great spot for the Balloon Festival. Other than that, I think you could probably get a site here just about any time. We were there for a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and there were lots of available sites for RVs, and a couple of the cabins were empty as well. So I don't think you're going to have a hard time booking this one if you need to stop here passing through.
All right. Now, it's a journey, but it still did have, I felt like, nice amenities for somebody staying for the weekend like we were. Like, so the pool... You went swimming, I went hot tubbing.
I would call this a strong point, being that it's a KOA journey and it's just meant to be sort of a stopover as you move on to the next location. The pool was really quite nice, and there was an indoor hot tub that was really quite nice, and there was also a playground that was quite nice, and mini golf was fine, acceptable. But if we had had the kids with us for that three-night stay, they would have done plenty of swimming, they would have enjoyed the hot tub, and the playground was perfectly nice as well. So there was just enough there to keep the kids busy for a few days, definitely not for a week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just that nice to have the area that the kids can kind of like get a little, you know, activity out if you're ever urban camping. Because, you know, like visiting a city, it's oftentimes more like stay on the sidewalk, you know, blah, 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 or whatever. And it's nice for them to just be able to play a little bit at the campground. And I can imagine them being happy there.
Customer service here was excellent. Every camp worker was nice. As I mentioned, it's a company-owned property, so there's not an owner on site, but there are managers on site. They all were friendly. They were knowledgeable about the area. They were helpful in every way that we needed them to be helpful. And I did talk to them every day that we were there. You know, four or five people that were working there that I got to meet were all really exceptionally nice.
Now, the sites, many of them are open for big rigs, you know, are fine for big rigs and for pull-throughs. I would caution you that they're not going to give you a lot of site property, right? You're going to be comfortable pulling through in your big rig, but you're going to have your picnic table out there. You're going to have a fire ring, and there's not going to be tons of space.
So you did mention to me that the sites were fairly wide.
Yeah, I just feel like it's like very open, so you're not going to expect a lot of privacy, and you know, you're not going to expect
tons of room. But there were definitely 40-plus foot rigs there. Mm-hmm. I saw a gigantic toy hauler there, gigantic motorhome, so they can definitely handle those big guys. And most of the sites were pull-throughs. So this is – and that's a thing with the KOA journeys. You're going to have a lot of pull-through sites that are easy in, easy out. Stephanie, no activities here at this KOA journey, and I think that's going to be common at just about any KOA journey.
Yeah, that's not the point. You're there to see the great city of Albuquerque. You're not there to hang out and do a tie-dye, you know, T-shirt at the campground. So now, overall, the campground, you know – we were really happy there while we were there. We felt like it was a nice way to unwind at the end of the day and relax a little. And we thought it was a great little base camp.
If I was invited back to downtown Albuquerque, I'd grab a cabin here in a second because it put us close to all the things that we wanted to do. Now, some insider details, though. When you pull into the campground, I really preferred the sites to the left of the camp store because over to the left of the camp store, you have a much better view of the mountains. As you go to the right of the camp store, that big wall that blocks the highway starts to impede your view of the mountains. So I would just say, hey, when you're making reservations, put me to the left of the camp store.
I absolutely agree. All right. Now, nobody's perfect. We know that. So what is one thing that you would have liked to see them improve at this campground?
All right, this will only cost them like $4 to fix. So I went, the pool and hot tub were open, I think, till 9 p.m., which I was really excited about because we were working during the day and I wanted to go back and use the hot tub at night. So I went out to the hot tub at 8:20. So they were absolutely open. I mean, I literally went into the camp store and said, is the hot tub open? And they said, yes, the hot tub is open. So I went, got my bathing suit on, I grabbed a towel, went to the hot tub. It's an inside hot tub. It was really dark in there. It was not well lit. There were these two really dim lights that almost made it look like it was closed. And it wasn't like so dark it was unsafe. It was just so dark that it just didn't really feel like comfortable and relaxing. It felt like I was sneaking in or something. So, I mean, just like they need to add another light. That simple.
That's easy. All right, add a light. Not expensive. All right, that is the only note. He's perfect. We already mentioned the insider tips. Go to the left, kind of the left end of the campground, yeah, not the right side from that.
Philosophically, I want our listeners to know, I'm not going to say nobody's perfect. They should improve the highway next to it. There's a highway there. They're not getting rid of it, okay? And it makes it easy to get in and out of the campground for somebody traveling. So I don't like to pick things like that. I like to pick something that's easily fixed, and they could easily make the lighting better at the hot tub and also at the pool right outside of the hot tub. The lighting could have been better. So a reminder, we did all of the regional highlights over on the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast this week. We did a whole episode called Greetings from Albuquerque. We talked about food. We talked about Petroglyph National Monument. All of the fun stuff we did. So head over and listen to that.
Episode 162.
Sorry, dear. So it is time for us to wrap it up. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV.
All right. We will see you at Frank's Famous Chicken and Waffles
for
the shrimp and grits.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.